I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, July 30th. Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo says there will be mail-in and early voting for the upcoming city election. Governor Baker has signed legislation extending the pandemic-triggered voting changes through December 15th. Here in Quincy, there will be a preliminary election on September 14th and the final election on November 2nd. Now, the deadline to register to vote in the preliminary is August 25th at 8 p.m., the last day to apply for a mail-in ballot ahead of the preliminary is September 8th. And the deadline to request an absentee ballot is noon on September 13th. Now, the cutoff to register to vote ahead of the final election is October 13th at 8 p.m. The deadline to request to vote by mail in the final election is October 27th. And the deadline to request an absentee ballot is noon on November 1st. Quincy Council on Aging Director Tom Clasby says the fees for some classes at the Kennedy Center have not changed since the center opened in 2009 and that there are no plans to increase the fees. Clasby was responding to a recent complaint from a resident who said the $3 charge for exercise, yoga, Zumba, and Tai Chi was too high. Clasby also pointed out that the cost of the TransVan non-medical transportation service hasn't changed since 1997. Somebody stole a Quincy man's bike from outside Bernie's General Store on C Street on Howes Neck recently, but an anonymous donor replaced it this week. Police say Steve has lived on Howes Neck since 1980, and is known to ride his bike around neighborhoods greeting people. Steve's bike was recently stolen from outside of Bernie's General Store, but yesterday the donor brought a brand new bike to police headquarters, and it was delivered to Steve's home. The Friends of Faxon Park will hold a picnic in the park celebration on Saturday. The event will feature food, non-alcoholic beverages, live music. The event runs from 3 to 6 p.m. and is open to all. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Friday, July 30th.